All right, this is Matt from Three Count Thursday. We are recording an exclusive interview for the website this week. We are very thrilled to be joined by Casey. How are you today, Casey?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. There's a lot going on in the wrestling world for you, so we're glad you were able to take the time to join us. We typically just jump right in, and our first question is the pretty generic one that you'll probably get every interview you do, but just kind of what got you interested in the world of wrestling? Was there a specific wrestler or wrestlers that kind of drew you in and made you be a fan?
Yeah, so I have an interesting story, and I tell this all the time. It's kind of funny because some people are like, oh, that's really cool, and other people are like, oh, that's a really random way to start. But I didn't grow up watching wrestling. I wasn't a fan for life like a lot of people are. I knew, like, who John Cena and Hulk Hogan was, you know, and that was really the basis of it. And then about 6 years ago-ish, I was living on Long Island, and I had some friends who were going to a wrestling show, and I was like, all right, something different to do on the weekend. Like, of course, let's do it. And I went to an indie show, and I fell in love with it. So it was kind of random. But I mean, after that, I just started watching wrestling all the time. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I actually started dating one of the wrestlers that I saw on the show. And then he wasn't too thrilled about me wanting to do it. You know, he's like, it's a hard business. I don't really want you involved in it. So 2 years later, when we broke up, I started wrestling training the next day.
Gotcha. So you were a fan of the indie scene before really getting into it. That is cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about because, I mean, my friends and I were fans of, like, the WWE stuff as kids, and then we didn't even know that this whole world of indie wrestling existed beyond what we saw on TV. So backwards approach, but then I think indie wrestling is what really drew us in. So it's cool that that's what drew you in, too.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, I was, you know, an entertainer and a dancer and an actress, and I loved theater and growing up, and I was an athlete, and I was like, this is like everything I love to do rolled into one. Like, this is so cool. So I was like, I'm going to try this, and I've been addicted ever since.
So now that you actually are involved, you know, you wrestle pretty regularly on the weekends, do you ever get the chance to just kind of sit back or go as a fan and just kind of watch and appreciate what really drew you into the industry?
Yeah, when I can, and when things aren't too far, because I'm so sick of traveling. I, you know, I love traveling, but sometimes I'm just like, oh, a six-hour drive. When I'm not wrestling, I love to do that kind of stuff. Or I'll watch, like, live streams at home. So that's pretty cool, like on like Fight TV or on independent wrestling. So it's been pretty cool. You know, it's always fun to watch your friends and to watch the sport that you love, and just to be involved in it when you're not doing it. And, you know, it helps you learn too. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, for sure. So you kind of touched on it, but we always like to kind of do a deep dive into, you know, when you first got involved in wrestling. So how did you go about finding, choosing your trainer? You know, was it like a necessity, like people told you this is who you got to go to, or was it like, this guy's really close to me? You know, what kind of factored in for you there?
It was a mixture of a couple of things. So I was living on Long Island, and I knew about Create a Pro, which is Brian Myers and Pat Buck's school. So I was like, okay, like, you know, these people have really good reputations, and I actually went to a show on the weekend because I knew Johnny Silver before I started wrestling. I knew some people because I had dated a wrestler, so I was kind of in the circle on the outside looking in. So I asked a couple of people, you know, where I should go. I asked Nikki Adams as well, and they were like, Creative Pros, like 15 minutes away from you. It's a great school, so go check it out. So I went and, you know, got the best training possible while I was living in New York, and it was a fantastic experience and full of opportunities, so that's where I started.
Gotcha. So you mentioned kind of the background in dance. You know, did that really help you? What were some things that kind of you struggled with early on, and then some stuff that came natural for you?
Yeah, great question. I haven't gotten that one yet. When I started, I was an athlete growing up. You know, I did every sport under the sun. and I did dance and theater. So the performing aspect and being in front of people and not being afraid to kind of look like I'm crazy was easy for me, you know. It's intimidating because when I started with two other girls, but I started with Chris Statlander. She ended up getting hurt really early on when I started. So for the most part, I was really the only female, you know, practicing with a whole bunch of men. So it's really intimidating when you get in there. And lucky for me, you know, I wasn't afraid to kind of make a fool out of myself and try new things and, you know, really go for it. So I feel like I had that on my side, which is, it's hard, you know. You got one ring in the school. Everyone's watching you kind of mess up. And, you know, I had no idea what I was doing since, you know, I had only been watching wrestling, you know, not 2 years before that, you know. So I wasn't really, it didn't come easy to me at all. I could do the moves okay. I had really good cardio, but, you know, everything else was kind of like, oh, my God, how am I going to possibly do this? So the whole storytelling aspect and, you know, selling, like certain things were really difficult for me at first. But I think just because I have that background of, you know, just go for it and who cares, you know, what people are going to say about you. Like, I think that really helped me and it continues to help me learn.
Yeah, for sure. So I wanted to kind of touch on something you said there because we've heard it a bit with the different female wrestlers that we've interviewed in that a lot of them early on, if they weren't willing to do intergender wrestling, they weren't really working. You said that you were kind of the only female, so did you find that to be the case as well?
Yeah. I loved it. I loved learning from the guys because I had seen all the crazy, amazing things that they were doing, and I felt really safe with them. Because I was going to training four times a week, and, you know, I was really comfortable with the people I was there with, and I trusted my trainers. So that part wasn't, you know, hard for me at all. I really liked it, and all the people that were there were really supportive and really helpful, and luckily, you know, Kristen did come back from her injury, and we worked together a lot, so, you know, we had our kind of our chemistry, so we really grew together, I think, as wrestlers. So yeah, like I said before, it's intimidating, but I felt very safe from all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so intergender is something we see a lot on the indie scene. And I think a lot of us would like to see it a lot more on the main stage. We're getting close, you know, with the whole, Becky Baron Corbin thing. Do you ever see us like seeing a legitimate intergender match in like the WWE, Impact type setting?
Yeah. Well, I love intergender wrestling. I want to do more of it. I am going to do more of it coming up, which I'm super excited to announce when I'm allowed to. But yeah, I'd like to see more of it. I mean, the Sami Callihan and Tessa Blanchard feud was insane, incredible. That just goes to show you, you know, we're all athletes. We're all out there to do the same kind of thing. So I love seeing it. WWE, yeah, I feel like they're touching on it. We'll see if they end up really going for it. But that's what's hot right now. And, you know, whether you hate it or whether you love it, people are wanting to watch it. You know, even the people that are like, I don't believe it, like they're still watching it because it's a spectacle. It's something really cool to see. And, you know, people are saying that, you know, you can't tell a story with a man and a female. Does it make sense? Like, absolutely you can. So, and I love watching it. And we learn so much from these guys who have been around for 10, 15 years plus, you know. We're getting, like, hands-on experience and really learning different skill set. So I think it's been really, really fun, and I hope it grows even more.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our listeners and us as 3Count Thursday, we really got to know you with your time in CZW WSU scene. So how does wrestling for that company, and primarily its crowd, compare to some of the other companies you've wrestled for along the East Coast?
You know, it's been different. I love CZW. I remember watching CZW and being like, this is crazy. You know, this is so cool. And I loved ECW, and I thought it was – I drank it all in. I was so excited when I first got to start actually working there, and for WSU too. But it's just so different. CZW, you know, it's more – it's not really family-oriented, so you can really kind of do whatever you want. It's really like, you know, go out there and say what you want, say how you feel, go out there and do what you want. There's a lot of freedom involved in it, so that's been really, really fun. to do, because usually, you know, I'm on a family show, and it's like, no cursing, no this, and it's in New Jersey, so it's like, there's no commission here, like, go crazy. You'll have to run, you know, run into the barricades and not be afraid of your show being canceled. So it's really fun, because it's like, just do it, just go out there and be crazy. So that's been really fun for me, and I'm going to start back doing some stuff there as well coming up, which I'm like, super stoked about, and WSEO as well. So I'm just getting a lot of opportunities, and I really feel like, you know, I'm a part of some sort of family there, which is really fun. But yeah, it's just different in the sense of, like, you really have the freedom. You know, a lot of places don't really give you that freedom, and, you know, that's been the coolest part about working there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on opportunities with WSU. You and Del Miexo, this weekend, facing the Platinum Honeys for the WSU tag titles. So those are some titles that have been held by some big names in the industry. So what are your nerves looking like at this point headed into the weekend?
I'm just so excited. I've been wanting to wrestle them for a really long time. They've grown so much. I've watched their growth and their confidence, and it's just been really fun to kind of see them do their thing. So I'm really excited to be able to get in the ring with them and just have a really good time. And yeah, like you said, like, a lot of really amazing people have held those championships, so I'm really hoping we can come out with a win.
Yeah, and most people are used to seeing Delmi with her sister as part of the C-Stars, so how did that tag team come to be with you and her?
Yeah, so it was actually Delmi's idea. I was, you know, at CZW and at WSU, I play, like, a really nasty character. So it's been really fun. It's kind of like she is the girl who plays by the rules, and I'm trying to kind of corrupt her into, you know, breaking the rules and doing whatever it takes to win. So it's been a really fun, like, you know, matchup, because it's just a really funny sort of communication and relationship that we have. But it's really been working, and we've been having a blast doing it. And I know it's been fun for her to kind of act as a different, not as a different character, but like you said, like, she's always with her sister. So I just think it's really funny to see her in this light, and we've been having a blast doing it.
Awesome. So when people hear CZW, they think Tournament of Death, they think, you know, Cage of Death. You're not afraid to spill some blood, as people have seen. So was that kind of like a slow burn for you, or did you know, like, early on, like, at some point I will get into this type of match?
You know, I never thought I would actually be doing it. I love deathmatch wrestling, and I love, you know, the art of hardcore wrestling. Like I said before, like, ECW was, like, I was so, when I first started, I just watched, like, all the originals and all the pay-per-views, and I was obsessed with Tommy Dreamer, and, like, I just thought it was so entertaining and so fun. And then getting to CZW, my fiancé Brandon is a big deathmatch guy, too, so it was really cool to kind of have those doors opened and try some of the hardcore stuff. Yeah, but I never thought that I'd actually be doing it. But I mean, I got the bug now, so it's a little bit dangerous. I'm turning into Brandon. I'm becoming a little crazy, but it's been really fun. And yeah, when I found out I was going to be doing the Cage of Death last year, one of the death matches on the show, you know, they told me it was going to be at the ECW arena in Philly, and I was like, all right, you know what? If I'm going to do a death match, even though I'm terrified, this is where I want to do it. You know, at one of the biggest shows of the year. So it was just a complete honor to be in there and do it. So it was terrifying, but it was really fun.
Sure, yeah. Now, when we had Matt Tremont on the show like a year and a half ago, we asked him this question, which we'll ask you now, but is there anything in terms of the death matches that's just 100% off limits, you will not do it?
You know what? I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like I'm always like, well, if the price is right. No, you know, I've only taken, like, certain things and experienced certain pains in a death match. Like, you know, I took the barbed wire, I took the tacks and the glass and all that, and I'm like, I don't know how any of the other stuff feels, so I might do it once, and then if it, all of it's painful, all of it's stuff, but, you know, your adrenaline's pumping like nobody's business. I mean, I've never felt so numb to everything before in my life, and then, you know, the next day you feel it and you hate your life, but,
absolutely.
You know, if I haven't felt it yet, I'll probably try it, but nothing really terrifies me, like, too much. So I'd probably be like, okay, yeah, I'll try it once, and then if it sucks, I'll be like, never again.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so as you know, there is no shortage of wrestling companies along the East Coast, especially with where you and we are located with the Philly, New York, Maryland scene, just Jersey, just a lot going on. So with there being so many companies in the area, how do you view that? Is it like a positive just because there's no shortage of opportunities, or do you kind of wish that there were fewer so you could like build and establish storylines throughout the company?
Yeah, a good question. There's a lot. There really is. And you think about it and you're like, oh my God. For me personally, I think that there's a lot of companies that really – There's a lot of really great reputable companies, and then there's a lot of companies just popping up out of nowhere who don't really know what they're doing, to be quite honest, because, you know, it's just so popular now to run a wrestling show. So, you know, I kind of wish, like, I love that the wrestling business is growing and that there's so many places for work and opportunity, and I always will bite on that opportunity, but I do feel like now it's just being a little bit saturated because we want the best light, you know, we want our community and, you know, our areas over here being respected as well. So we don't want to, you know, throw out a dozen companies that are just, you know, not really going to be around too long and who don't take it as seriously as the other ones do and don't put enough time and money and effort into it. So it kind of goes both ways. Like I love the opportunities and I will go really anywhere just to, you know, get my name out there and to get the experience. But at the same time, I think it's definitely being a bit oversaturated.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So in terms of local to Central PA, where we are located, on August the 10th, you will be taking on Tess Valentine as part of the ACW Rogue Women Warriors event in Allentown. So it's not your first time at ACW, but this time you are getting a shot at Tess, who's a mainstay on the roster. So how are you preparing for this match, kind of knowing that you're getting a showcase against the former champ this time?
Yeah, I'm just studying her stuff. I'm really excited to wrestle her. I've been wanting to since I went to Rogue and to Atomic. And, you know, I'm really excited to get in there and do what we do. But, yeah, I'm definitely just going to study her stuff, you know, continue my workout regimen, continue my training, and do the best I can, really.
So last time you were there, was it at the Fire Hall or were you at the Reverb in Allentown? Or Reading?
I still thought it was at the Fire Hall. Was it like the middle of nowhere?
Yeah,
that's where I was.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I mean, in the New York, and have you done like the bar wrestling scene before?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I haven't done it really in New York. I did it at WWR actually in Boston. So those are the most fun shows ever. They're so much fun.
Yeah. It's fun as a fan to just go to those shows just because it's like a combination of everything I really love. Like, so when I can go and enjoy a craft beer and watch wrestling, it's like,
right? every wrestling show should have alcohol. It is a major selling point because you will get people in the door who don't care about wrestling. They'll just be like, yeah, I want to go get a drink. Oh, there's wrestling there? Cool. You know what I mean? So take out promoters. Have your shows at a bar. Fun.
All right. So we have the next two questions are kind of broken up. We did promise a Disney round, so that'll be actually the next one. But the first one is kind of our rapid fire question round. So just 10 quick questions right off the bat. Best show you've watched recently on Netflix?
Ooh, that's a good one. And that's going to make me think. I have so many binge shows. You know, I just finished the new season of Orange is the New Black, and that was pretty good, so I'll go with that.
Best season yet for that one?
I don't think so, though. I don't think it was the best. Okay. But it was good. Okay. But it was.
All right. Favorite Funko Pop you own?
Oh, God, that's hard. I'm looking at them right now. You know what? I got to go with my Stefan Funko from SNL.
Okay.
Yeah,
love it.
That's my prize.
Favorite sport to watch aside from wrestling?
Football.
Right, Amazon Prime or Hulu?
Amazon Prime.
All right, growing up, were you a Nickelodeon or a Cartoon Network?
Oh, Nickelodeon all the way.
All right, DC or Marvel?
Ooh, see, I love Marvel, but my favorite's Batman, so that's hard. But now Disney owns Marvel, so I'm going to go with Marvel.
Fair enough. All right, is a hot dog a sandwich?
What is it?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
All right. Does pineapple go on pizza?
Hell yeah.
Country that you haven't wrestled in that you would most want to?
Japan.
And favorite cheat meal?
Ooh, favorite cheat meal. Well, I like salty and sweet, so I'd have to say popcorn mixed in with M&Ms.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, now we get to the Disney round. So this is not rapid fire because I'll probably want to discuss a little bit with maybe argue. The 10th question I asked, there might be – I've asked this question to, like, a number of people, and I have yet to be, like, satisfied with the response. So
I'm really hoping
that this is time. But so first question, we'll start easy. Top three Disney films.
Oh, that's not easy. Okay, well, I got to go number one, Beauty and the Beast. Because I love Gaston. I have, like, a weird love affair with Gaston.
That's my dog's name.
Really? Oh, my God. That's where when me and Brandon got engaged, we were at Disney, and he did it in front of Gaston, and it was just amazing. Let's see, number two. Oh, there's so many. I'm going to go with Moana just because I watch it. I used to watch it every single day before I went to bed. And Brandon was getting so frustrated. He'd be like, stop with the Moana. It was for months. And he was just like, enough. And my third. Ooh, I don't know if I go with a classic or like, I'm going to go Tangled.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. That is our daughter's nursery theme. So I love that answer.
Oh, that's solid. So cute. Our engagement shoot, I dressed up as Rapunzel and he dressed up as Flynn Rider. So I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, so this next question, I had it originally as your top three Disney songs, but I want to tweak it a bit. So if you got to kill it at karaoke, what are the three songs that you're picking, like your opening round, semifinals, and then for the karaoke title, what three Disney songs?
Oh my goodness, these are making me think. I have done "You're Welcome" at karaoke, so I'll do that from Moana. So "You're Welcome," and then I'm not going to do anything from Lion King because I just saw the movie and it really hurt me. What else would I say? Oh, I got to go with, what is it? From Frozen, from my second one. The one Anna sings with, what's his face? Why am I not even thinking of the song right now? The one where she falls in love with the really bad guy and she starts taking with him.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the title.
Right? I can't remember the title. Love is an Open Door. That's it.
There it is.
That would be my second. And my big one would be... I'm going to go Let It Go from Frozen.
All right. You're really belting it out there. Three, power songs. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So of the original six characters, so Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, which one is your favorite?
Donald.
All right.
Number one duck.
All right. So currently, what are you liking more? What Disney Animated Studios is doing or what Pixar has been doing?
Oh, Pixar all the way.
I know you said you didn't like the Lion King remake, but which live action remake have you liked the most at this point?
The most. That's been rough. I've been disappointed by a lot of them. You know what? I probably does it count as a remake? I really liked Maleficent. I don't really know if that counts as a remake because it's kind of a different story, but I really liked that one.
I'll count it a live action retelling. Are you excited for the sequel now?
Yes, it looks really good. So I'm really excited for it. I'm like, we got to stop with the remakes of the originals in live action unless they're really going to kill it. So this one looks good because it's you know, another story. So I like that.
All right, favorite Disney park?
Well, I've only been to Disney World, so I'm going to go Disney World.
Well, I mean, like Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom.
Oh. I gotta go Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
It's the most magical.
Classic. All right. Coming up, are you most excited for the Star Wars land, what they have with Avatar and Pandora, or Pixar land?
Star Wars Land for sure.
All right, so you guys are doing the honeymoon in Disney. My wife and I had a real good plan for our first ride. Didn't work out, but do you guys have a first ride you want to do as a married couple?
Oh, that's such a good idea. No, we don't have any plan. We wanted to go at a time where it's going to be like super dead, and now it's going to be super crazy with Star Wars opening. So, I don't really know how much we're going to be able to do because I really just can't anticipate how it's going to be. So, I mean, our favorite ride there is the Banshee ride in Pandora. So maybe that
Oh,
one.
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, we really wanted to do Space Mountain first, and because of the crowds and the lines, our first ride as a couple was Carousel of Progress. So you guys can probably do a lot better than what we did.
Oh my God. I got Brandon on that for the first time our last trip, and he was so miserable. And I'm like, this is a classic. I love it. I was singing A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, like on repeat all day long, and he was just wanting to kill me. So
Yeah,
that's
I mean
amazing.
now when we go back, we just kind of do it because of the importance. But that was we were just like, there is no line for this ride and this ride only, so let's do it.
That's
It's hot.
hilarious. I love that story so much.
All right, and then this is probably the most important of the Disney trip. But what's going to be your first table service dinner as a married couple?
Ooh. Our first one. I mean, I'm most excited for Storybook Dining with Snow White 'cause that's new, but that will be at the weekend. So,
Okay.
my favorite I don't, honestly, I'm excited for going to get a Casey's hot dog, macaroni and
Oh.
cheese on it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, and then this is the last one. There's a lot of pressure on this question.
Oh
So
no. Okay.
there is a four-way match for the Disney women's title. Which four Disney princesses do you have in the match, and who walks away with the strap?
Oh my. That's hard. Okay. All right. This is a tough one, so I really have to think about this. That's a really good question. Does like cartoon princesses count?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, does Vanellope count from Wreck-It Ralph? Okay. All right. I got it. Vanellope's got to be in it because she's short and crazy like me, and she loves adrenaline and craziness, so she's got to be in it.
Plus, she has that glitch and can just like bounce around the ring.
Yeah, that's perfect for her. Okay, so Vanellope, and then see, my favorite princess is Belle, but I feel like she would just be miserable in a match, so I don't know if I should go with her. This is a tough one. All right, I got to go Moana because she's also crazy and awesome. All right, so that's two. I would put Mulan. You know, I'm going to put Mulan in there too, because obviously she's just a warrior. And then who's going to be my fourth? I don't even. You know, I'm gonna put Rapunzel in there too.
Okay.
Yes, actually, yes. And Rapunzel's gonna win with her finish, which is gonna be like a knockout by a frying pan.
All right. So we got a hardcore match built in.
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. I approve of that one.
Did I disappoint you?
No. I mean, the first person we did it with was Kelly Klein, and she took the real easy way out because she had Nala winning just because she's the lion. So that let me down a little
bit.
But
she's not a Disney princess.
Correct. That was my argument as well.
Yeah, she's a lion queen. Like, that doesn't count.
I'm glad we agree on that. That was the one that stuck out the most. And then when Chrissy Rivera was on, she just kind of did the first four that popped in her head. So,
I had to put some thought into that. Like, I was going to make there be some awkward dead silence because I need to put a little bit of thought into it.
All right. So then the last question we have is just one of our other cliche questions here. But what is your dream match? You know, you can pick the type of match, the opponent, where you're having it. You know, if this is kind of, this would be the match for me. It doesn't have to be a current wrestler or anything like that, but who would it be for you?
Ooh. I got a few. I mean, a lot of men, but I'm going to go with a woman. I'd probably say Molly Holly.
Okay.
And where, honestly, there hasn't really been, I mean, I want to wrestle in Japan, so obviously, like, there would be insane, but not realistic for the question. I don't really think I care where. It could be in front of five people in, like a weird firehouse in the middle of nowhere, or it could be, like, at, like, MetLife Stadium in front of thousands, so... I wouldn't care as long as I got to wrestle.
Yeah, for sure. All right, then. So before we let you go for tonight, we kind of like to give you the floor. So anything we may have missed, plug your social media where everyone can follow you, Twitter, Instagram, where we can come see you wrestle live in person, and then it's kind of the floor is yours.
Okay, yeah. So social media, I'm Casey Lynn Cattell everywhere. If you just plug me in, I'll pop up. But I never use Facebook. Like, I only, like, randomly post things sometimes, but I never, like, I get so many friend requests, and I'm, like, so backed up, so I never respond. So Instagram and Twitter is probably the best ways to find me and to contact me. I answer mostly everybody, if you're not creepy. And I will be at WSU in Voorhees this weekend on Saturday, August 3rd. And then I will be at Atomic Pro Wrestling in PA August 10th. So if you're around, come hang out, bring me some Slim Jims and a Funko Pop, and I'll give you some free 8x10.
All right. Anyone for your collection that our listeners can bring you in particular?
I love Disney, obviously, like we said before. So any Disney ones, I do have a few. I have, like, Olaf. I have most of the princesses, but I would love more Star Wars ones. We only have a few Star Wars ones, so anything really Disney you can bring me, because honestly, I like duplicates too, so I'll probably keep it.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you again so much. We look forward. We're going to actually be seeing you at the Rogue Show, so thanks for joining us before that, and then your wedding and honeymoon's coming up, so congratulations on that, and
thank you.
Magical time at the honeymoon.
Thank you so much. I will. Appreciate it.